Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3 days from training camp, J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, they're starting Texans training camp on the injury list. This isn't the reserved injury list. This means they can be activated anytime. Hell, they could be activated one day into camp. So it's nothing serious. Ian Rapoport was actually asked about the status of Nuke Hopkins and J.J. Watt on NFL Network earlier this morning. This is what Rap had to say about two of the best players on the Texans.
Yeah, well, first of all, for J.J. Watt, this is a knee injury, something he actually battled, a little procedure after the season. Really, throughout the offseason, my understanding is this is extremely minor. His stay on the PUP list is only going to last a couple days. That, of course, is very good news, so he should be practicing pretty soon. Similar situation for Mr. 99, DeAndre Hopkins, not 99 number, that's Watt, but 99 rating, of course. This is an ankle injury, something that is also considered minor. He, too, like Watt, should be on the field just in a matter of days. So big names on the PUP list, but their stays should actually be pretty short.
Even during an injury update, the Madden rating is mentioned. So anyone who's tried to minimize the significance of the Madden rating, you, my friend, are mistaken. It's a very big deal that the wide receiver for your Houston Texans is a 99 overall. He knows it. Everybody knows it. Ian Rapoport knows it, even when he's given injury updates.
To me, this is just a reminder. I think they're giving Watt a little medicine, and they're giving DeAndre Hopkins a little preventative medicine. And here's why I mean that. Any of my fellow 50-somethings can relate to this. Maybe you were good at a particular sport. Maybe you played pickup basketball. You go out and play pickup basketball and you try to do that hard dribble drive and it's just not there. Your knee starts to hurt. Your hammy starts to hurt. You're moving slow. You're running like an old man. And you're just like, okay, I need to take it easy and just take some shots. And maybe I'll go full speed once the game starts.
I think it's good to see JJ on this list because I think it's almost a reminder. It's almost a reminder
he's 30 now.
Yeah, and you know, we've always thought of JJ as the guy who's staying after practice until the lights go out, flipping tires and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. The guy who's doing all these box jumps, who's staying after and getting his extra work. And despite the fact we saw him play 16 games last year, the two seasons before that, he only had 8 combined games. You got to take it easy on JJ. He's not going to make it easy on you, but this is at least a little brief, non-scary reminder that you got to take it easy on the franchise player.
That goes back to the analogy I was making. Like, I know, like, I haven't done it in years, but let's say I could still play basketball.
No, we know that's not true.
Competitive basketball.
We know that's not true.
That example I just gave you, once the game starts, I'd maybe, you know, put a little icy hot on my hammy, stretch real good, make sure I'm good to go. So they're giving him medicine. They're saying, look, you're in your 30s now. You don't need this. We don't want you to do it. Once the lights come on, maybe you'll do one series or 4 plays in the preseason, and then once the lights come on in the regular season, you're going to be good to go. We trust you. We're taking care of you. That's the medicine. The preventative medicine is for DeAndre Hopkins, who's now 27.
Exactly.
Is trying to keep him from ever having to go through that. And I mentioned this earlier, and if you don't believe me, the numbers are right there on the old interweb. Last year, a lot of people haven't noticed this. Last year, DeAndre Hopkins had more touches, catches, hits, more of just about everything than at any point in his career. 115 catches was the most in his career. The targets were, I think, the second most in his career. You're just giving him a little preventative medicine, just saying, listen, man, let's not get you beat up unnecessarily. We want you 100%. And you mentioned this, and you're 100% right as well, Landry. You could see the wear and tear at the end of the year last year on Hopkins. It was hard to notice.
I thought he was coming out of the game in the playoffs. But he refused to, but
his numbers, were down.
Yeah. I will say this, and I don't know whether this is true or not. Maybe we can ask Nuke because I'm sure we'll talk to him at some point during training camp when it starts in 3 days. I'm not so sure that if the Texans beat the Colts, DeAndre Hopkins even plays the next week against the Chiefs?
Great question.
But the way that he was moving, the way that he was clearly hobbled, and the load that he had to take on last year without Fuller and without QT for the majority of the season, I'm not sure that Nuke Hopkins plays the next week against Kansas City. And if he does, he's going to be at the very least questionable without practicing all week. He was banged up, and they got to ease the burden that he took on last year.
He put a lot of miles on the old treads last year. And that's not to say, going downhill. No, it's
still
preventative.
The best.
It's preventative medicine. Let's try to put a lot of tread on those miles tires this year, because we can prevent it in the preseason.
And I think his health depends on Will Fuller and Kiki Kuti being on the field. Those guys got to be out there. They got to help out the best wide receiver in the game.
And let me just add one more thing while we're talking about these guys being on the list. Kahale Waring being on the list is not a good thing.
I got one more after that, too.
Kahale Waring is not a good thing. He's on the active but non-football injury list. This is a dude that you are speaking very highly of. He's got all the measurables. Doesn't have a lot of reps or catches or production or even experience at the tight end position. I'm much more worried, if I'm a Texans fan here, about Kahale Waring missing time than Watt or Hopkins.
And, I mean, Bill O'Brien has said as much when he's talking about Kahale Waring, the tight end that the Texans selected day two of the draft. He needs football time. He needs football reps. He's only been playing for a few years, starting at the end of high school and then 3 years in college. You need him out there. There's someone else, too, along with Waring, that I think to keep an eye on. DeAndre Carter is on this list. DeAndre Carter really didn't get a lot of offseason reps as a whole. And with the receivers that the Texans have added, you have Vincent Smith and you have a couple other guys. I don't think DeAndre Carter's spot on this roster is guaranteed. I think despite the fact that you saw him come in, replace Tyler Irvin as the return man, and you saw him, fill in nicely for Kiki when he wasn't on the field, I think DeAndre Carter, if you're just looking at somebody who could be an outside guy, he had some moments.
Yeah.
But I think DeAndre Carter, if they can get someone else that can return punts or kicks, maybe they ask Kiki to do it. I know he was fielding some punts in the offseason. I think DeAndre Carter needs to get on the field as well, because I don't think his spot is guaranteed. We know DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt and even Kahale Waring, they're going to be on the team regardless. DeAndre Carter, that's something to keep an eye on, because it's actually connected to Waring.
Yeah.
When you have the four tight ends that you already have,
Normally
you keep three. If you're going to keep Darren Fells, who you brought in, who's the best blocker of all the tight ends, and we know that Jordan Akins and Jordan Thomas are going to be there, and then Waring is going to make the team for sure, that could. How do you justify having four tight ends, and what do you remove? Maybe it's a wide receiver. I don't know, but I would keep an eye on that. DeAndre Carter needs to be on the field. Justin Reed, the second-year safety for the Texans, he was involved in a car accident over the weekend. He was hit by a drunk driver from behind. He went to Instagram and said everything was okay. I think he might have even mentioned on his Instagram that it might have been a hit and run. So Justin Reed is okay, but I don't know if that's accurate, because he did – it would be a weird assumption to say the person was drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what he said.
They caught up with him or whatever, yeah.
This is the quote from him. He said, "I was involved in an accident last night from being hit by a drunk driver. Thankfully, aside from a few bruises, nobody involved was seriously injured." So Justin Reed hit. He's okay. He's going to be ready to go in 3 days. What do you think Justin Reed was like when he got hit by a drunk driver? Do you think he had a little bit of road rage, or do you think Justin Reed was basically trying to mentor whoever hit him?
Well, I think everybody gets a little bit of startled or whatever, but once he got out of the car, Justin Reed wasn't going to go throw hands with anyone. He was trying to counsel the guy, probably. I'm serious. He was probably sympathetic, angry about what happened, and maybe, as he said, bruised a little bit. But I'll bet you he's trying to reach out to this guy. Hey, I'll go to the meetings with you. I'll help you out. I'll give you some emotional support. That's Justin Reed. He's the one guy, if you had the 53-man roster, who would you most want to rear end in an auto accident?
We'll just say sober for the sake
of
this.
Sober. I would say Justin Reed. He's most understanding. Least understanding, who knows? You said Chantrell. That might be a good one.
Yeah, Chantrell. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hit Chantrell. For size purposes alone, Chantrell Henderson, the Texans starting right tackle right now on the depth chart, probably the last guy that I would want to rear end. Whitney might be pretty understanding, too. I could see Whitney Merciless.
Would.
Happy birthday to Whitney Merciless, by the way.
Yeah.
29 years old, I think you said, maybe 30. Whitney Merciless, happy birthday from John Lopez, Landry Locker. Astros versus Rangers over the weekend. Nothing sweeter then a sweep over the Texas Rangers, regardless of how irrelevant they are. It started on Friday. I was lucky enough to be in attendance, and I got to see, not back-to-back, but back-to-back-to-back.
That ball's driven deep to left center field. Altuve up on the train tracks. It's just below the World Series banner. Bregman high fly ball, deep left field, back-to-back jacks.
We had a different camera angle in Anaheim, so we...
Triple it up! Are you kidding me?
He lost
upward
him,
tank, Air Jordan goes deep, back-to-back-to-back, led by Altuve, followed by Bregman, and the big man makes it three in a row.
Todd Callis awesome. Is getting really effing good.
That was really
Todd
good.
Todd Callis is getting really effing good at calling games. By the way, audio courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet. Todd Callis with the call. Astros win on Friday. Justin Verlander with the W. Saturday, they win 6-1. Yuli Gurriel and Tony Kemp go yard. And then looking for the sweep yesterday, Michael effing Brantley, my guy, shining in front of me.
Brantley drives one deep to right field. This ball is gone. Brantley, high and deep to right field. Two home run game. That's an upper deck shot for Brantley.
Two bombs for Michael Brantley. Astros win 4-3. Most importantly, they complete the sweep of the Texas Rangers. We saw this coming. Michael Brantley, one of the best moves that Jeff Luhnow has made. The ultimate professional, professional hitter. Two bombs yesterday, a sweep of the Rangers. It's safe to say the Rangers are done in regards to being a contender in the AFC West. You can go ahead and put them to bed. Enough of that.
Rangers are done. A's are not. Starting tonight, you got three games against the A's.
They're done.
They're probably going to be done.
They done.
They're probably going to be done.
They done.
But they've got three games against your aces, your 1-2-3 guys right now. So you should be able to dispatch the old Oakland Athletics. But if you don't, especially if they sweep, then they're within 3.5.
They done, bro.
You're confident.
61 games remaining, 6.5 game lead of the A's. As the OG just mentioned, they start a series with the second place A's today. You're going to have Gerrit Cole on the mound today. Then you're going to have Wade Miley. Then you're going to have Justin Verlander. They're done. It's over.
You're going to be set as far as pitching.
The A's will not even get within 5 games for the rest of the season. It's over. The best is yet to come. The Astros, they might.
You say they're not going to get within 5 games?
They won't.
Okay.
They won't. It's over. 6.5. There's no looking back here. They done. Sad moment over the weekend. Tyler White, designated for assignment by the Astros. We saw this kind of coming. He hit .225, had a .320 slugging percentage, in a slugging percentage of .330, 3 homers, 74 strikeouts, and 253 plate appearances. Just an overall bad year for Tyler White. It reached a low point when AJ Hinch was basically using him as, you know, the pitcher that they would throw in there to save a pitcher. It was very sad. He's designated for assignment. So if he passes through waivers, the Astros can either send him back to the minors or release him outright. The most sad thing about this Tyler White thing is after last season, heading into this season, we asked Tyler White, who came into the season a little bit heavier than he was last year. We asked him what his goals were. This is what he had to say.
Giving myself an opportunity to play every day and know that I can do it, and that I could. I think that's big. And then just obviously trying to get myself into the best shape I can this offseason.
He said it. That was with us. He talked about trying to lose weight, getting the best shape he could. I'm not gonna just hammer the guy.
I wish him the best, but I think
fat?
He needs to learn a lesson.
He's big. Okay.
He needs to learn a lesson.
He's a great story just getting to the major league. His odds, you know, the old win probability odds, the old hit the major leagues probability odds when he was an amateur was probably less than 5%, less than 3%. And he did it, and he got there. He struggled this last year or so.
I think that's an understatement.
I also think that it's a testament to one of the most bizarre quirks about the Houston Astros in the last 10 years is that a team that has given us some of the greatest first basemen in the history of the game, they still can't get it right at first base. They've had just an array of nobodies and guys that are good players that are playing there out of necessity at first base. after having three of the best ever, four if you want to go back with Bob Watson, but three of the best ever in the last 25 years. Three dudes played first base for 25 years. And that was Glenn Davis, Jeff Bagwell, Lance Berkman. Three dudes. The last 10 years, 9.5 years, it's been like 12 dudes, and they can't get it right.
Yuli, though, if he keeps hitting like this, he's going to return to first base, and it's going to be very scary. And, oh, by the way, Carlos Correa, he's going to be back at the end of the week. Elidmus Diaz, he's going to be back in the next couple of days. So help is on the way. Houston Astros in good shape in regards to the AL West. Now, what move is going to be made by Jeff Luhnow to up things a notch? Is he going to trade for Madison Bumgarner? Is he going to look for Stroman from the Blue Jays? Is he going to look for Trevor Bauer from the Indians? In 9 days, we'll know that because that's when the trade deadline occurs. But we fully anticipate a move, and we'll have it covered right here on Sports Radio 610 whenever that does happen. News out of the NBA, this is one of those minor acquisitions that has potential major implications. The Lakers made a move yesterday, and they claimed Kostas how do you say the Greek freak's last name?
Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm. I always struggle to say that name. He is the brother of the Greek freak. He's not a huge deal, but the Greek freak's going to be a free agent in the offseason. We know the Lakers tried to get Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. Didn't work out for him. I'm assuming that they're going to try to get the Greek freak.
Yeah.
Maybe the recruitment has begun with this minor move.
This is like recruiting the star quarterback's big brother, who's a backup linebacker. You're recruiting him so you can have your foot in the door with the player you really want.
Yep, and we'll keep an eye on that. Very, 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 very intrigued to see how that plays out. In the morning show today, in a new era of Sports Radio 610 radio began today with Payne and Pendergast. They threw up the hypothetical question. They threw this out there. What kind of GM would Daryl Morey be like for the Houston Texans? What do you think Daryl Morey as a Texans GM would be like?
I really think he'd be good. And I heard their discussion this morning, and I really liked your point on it. Because you came, it was toward the end of the show, and they made their points, and they were solid. I'm not saying they weren't good, but I thought you brought up a good point, and that was,
I think that Daryl Morey would have a ton of draft picks in the NFL.
He'd be the anti-Daryl of what he is in basketball.
Because I think the reason that the Rockets don't have a lot of draft picks right now is because draft picks, the impact of them in the NBA, for the most part, are minimal, and it's a superstar-driven league where the best way to use draft picks is to bring in talent. I think Morey would adjust at the NFL level, and he would just have an array of draft picks.
Like right now, he's basically, look, he's a mathematician. You know, he's an analytics guy, but he isn't using analytics to get all these superstars. Any bozo like me could tell you that Dwight Howard was good, you know, that Tracy McGrady was good, although he didn't bring him in. You know, that it's probably a good idea to try to trade for James Harden and then Westbrook and then Chris Paul. I mean, you know, that's not analytics. That's watching basketball. His analytics, I think, would really kick in football. I think he would really use, because you can win with stars. You have to win with stars in the NBA. You have to win through the draft in the NFL. And I thought you made a really good point that he would find the value. He'd find the production for guys and the draft. He'd stockpile draft picks. He'd trade draft picks for higher draft picks. I think he'd be the anti-Daryl in football.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%. Couldn't have said it better myself, and I don't think that I did. By the way, after us, as we talk about the new era of Sports Radio 610 radio, we're going to have Clint and Kamla after us. They're going to be on Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. So keep it locked right here, Sports Radio 610 radio.com app. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're 3 days away from Texans training camp, and the OG John Lopez says his intrigue is through the roof. We'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.